Lecture topic, Murakaba of Shukr.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Acquiring the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, this is not a secondary thing, it's an objective, it's a primary aspect. And among the very effective methods of developing this is to keep pondering over the countless ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. The innumerable bounties that we enjoy all the time. Very often we are completely oblivious of it and we are looking at things that we don't have. And rather than become grateful to Allah Ta'ala for the countless things we have, the seeds of ingratitude are then planted. And the seeds of ingratitude take us to things that then we end up disobeying Allah Ta'ala without any concern. We become totally neglectful of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So this is shukr and muraqabah of shukr, deeply pondering, thinking about one ni'mat and saying alhamdulillah deeply from the heart. This is not a sideline thing, it's something to make as a daily tartib, something to dedicate some time daily to remember the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. In the Hadith Sharif, we are told that look at those who have lesser than you, meaning things that you have and others don't have. There are many things, numerous things that each person will be able to find somebody that, and not somebody, numerous people that don't have what he has. So look at that, don't look at those who have what you don't have, because otherwise this will take you to ingratitude. And this is the start to many things. Shaitan, when he was chased out of Jannat and he was accursed forever, so one of the things that he then planned out, and he said that I will come and try to make an effort to derail every servant. And what he said in the end was, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, that you'll find most of them are ungrateful, meaning I will take them down the route of ingratitude and they will fall in this. And as a result, they will become distant from Allah. So this ingratitude, now sometimes people do things which is the height of ingratitude, but it starts off from small things. Recently, one father called him to say, please talk to my son. Talk to him about what? No, he's refusing to board the flight. Sounds very strange. He said, no, because we didn't put him into first class. Now, can we imagine where this leads to? Now, it might sound very strange, somebody else's story, but the seeds of that weren't planted at that moment. That's not something that started off at that moment. It started off long ago, long prior to that, where there was this ingratitude for all the bounties of Allah Ta'ala and always looking elsewhere and not making shukr for what one has. That shukr was never there. So as a result, what was not there was always the goal. And as a result, it leads to these kind of ridiculous situations. But now, the purpose of these incidents is not to look at others, but to look within ourselves, how many seeds of ingratitude we have planted, how often we have been ungrateful, and also how much of shukr do we make, how many times the whole day has passed, and in a dedicated manner, in a conscious way, have we made shukr for Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats and bounties. So this is not a sideline issue, it's a very necessary aspect. And to develop this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is one very, very effective manner. Allah Ta'ala give us.